Okay, guys. Well, good morning. This is Shelley McCombs, and I am a newly promoted regional coordinator here in ACN. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited? I'm so grateful for our co-founders and that they added this new position. So it's just a super exciting time here in ACN. My motive call this morning is about perspective and agility. So yesterday was February 2nd, 2022. I'm sure you guys all caught it, but you realize what the date was, right? If you write it out just numerically, 2-2-2-2. So now, I was a math teacher, and I am also now a very empathic Reiki master and a God-fearing Christian woman. And I believe that there are symbols and messages from the universe, from God and from angels, that help determine our destiny. And in astrology, the number 2222 is significant. 2222 is a number that symbolizes peace and harmony. Divine forces are urging you to find balance in your life. This angelic number is announcing that great things are about to happen for you. And one great thing that this number, 2222, signifies is that you are entering a state of serenity. And then I was like, wait, what? Serenity, you say? Balance? I don't know about you, but those are daily struggles for me. I'm a single mama with two young kids at home and a grown son working at a major university, and I struggle. I run my kids to school. I have accountability calls with my team. I peek and invite. I have at least 3 Zoom presentations every single day, run errands, care for my home inside and out, pick up my kids from school, get dinner ready, run the kids to activities, reach out to IBOs for coaching and assistance. Oh, yeah, and I shower. We have a bedtime snack, brush our teeth, go to bed, and wake up and do it all over again. So balance. But I'll tell you what, I have the fire and I have the desire. And I hope you've been around because we have been poured into in January of 2022. ACN influencer and Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel had an amazing boot camp for us. We learned all about focusing on the compensation plan and the significance of this new position, regional coordinator. And we also learned about recruiting and team building. And we had the honor of having co-founder and president of ACN himself, Mr. Greg Provenzano, talk to our team for over 30 minutes and just do what he does best. Pull us into his vision for ACN, inspire us with his wisdom, and motivate us with his obvious passion for this company and every single one of us. He truly wants us all to succeed. Then the following week, influencer and Senior Vice President Oren Solomon held his boot camp, where he had 2022 influencers from the United States and Canada pour into us, inspire us, and leave us unable to sleep that night because we were filled with so much excitement. And then last week, the live Emerge event from Dallas was streamed on Zoom. Look, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a pandemic baby in ACN, meaning I joined during the pandemic when everything was shut down, and I have not been to a live national convention. Now, I was fortunate enough that I was able to attend an ACN Emerge event in Cleveland, Ohio, this past July. And as I watched this event from Dallas, I could tell things are bigger. The lighting was better, the music was bigger, the crowd's energy was bigger. ACN is bringing it in 2022. So I truly cannot wait to attend my first live national convention in Oklahoma City coming up in March of 2022. I just know it's going to be epic. So with all these events, 2 boot camps, a live Emerge event, I am fired up. I've been working so hard to reach RD, and the co-founders went and shocked us all with a new position between ETL and RD, regional coordinator. I'm so grateful to get a pay raise and a promotion that I didn't even ask for. You see, I had already qualified when they announced the new position, regional coordinator, and I was just chomping at the bit for February 1st to get here to make it official. I scheduled a grand reopening of my ACM business. And if you saw Senior Vice President Oren Solomon's boot camp, that's exactly what ACN influencer and Senior Vice President James Ablum said to do. you can have a grand reopening of your business. So I scheduled a PVZ with my mentor, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, for the evening of Tuesday, February 1. So on Monday, January 31st, at my daily morning accountability meeting with my team, I told them I was going to invite at least 50 people to my grand reopening. And then my day started. My son, he loved his sleep, I'll tell you what. And so he was slow getting around in the morning, and we were nearly late for school. And I run two other businesses in the health and wellness industry, and I needed to attend to those. I had a noon team Zoom. I had a couple Zoom meetings with current IBOs. I had a Zoom with a gal that's getting in mid-February. I picked up my kids from school, got dinner ready, took my son to basketball, attended three team PBZs, and prepared my slides for Mrs. Perkins' Monday night interactive training, which she had asked me to train on Zoom Energy and Zoom Extras. I left my son at basketball to be brought home by another parent and went home to train our team on the 8 o'clock Zoom. Got the kids ready for bed and went to bed beating myself up for not inviting a single person to my grand reopening PBZ that was scheduled for the next day. So I wake up Tuesday morning, it's February 1, this day I've been waiting for, and I hadn't made a single invite to my PBZ, which is now just 10 hours away. So I texted my mentor, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, and I told her that instead of 50 invites yesterday, I had made zero. And I told her I'm not prepared to do my grand reopening Zoom tonight, and I asked her thoughts. And I suggested I could invite all day today and see who I can get to get on or postpone. Well, thank God for her, because she said exactly what I needed to hear and not what I wanted to hear. Mrs. Perkins told me to push through the emotion. She said, let's go, go, go. Today is your day. Regional coordinator, you earned it. Man, I'm telling you guys, get yourself a Donna Perkins. Get a Donna Perkins in your life. I'm so thankful for her, and that's what I did. I thanked her, and I told her I would have said the same thing if I had an IBO come to me in the same situation. So I went to work. I invited 33 people to my PBZ that night. Six people said they would get on. Two people actually got on, and they're both getting started in ACN within the week. I could have let my failure of zero reach outs get me down and out. But with accountability and perspective, I got to work and it paid off. Yesterday, speaking of 2222, so you guys know that's Groundhog Day, right? The nationally known groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, in Gobbler's Knob in western Pennsylvania, I bet Miss Valerie Reed knows him pretty well, he saw his shadow and predicted six more weeks of winter. A lesser-known groundhog in my hometown of Marion, Ohio, is named Buckeye Chuck. And he did not see his shadow, which means spring is on the way. Now, you all know this is a matter of perspective, right? Because spring's going to arrive in 6 weeks, as indicated on the Gregorian calendar, no matter if a celebrity exotic wrote it, see his shadow or not. So what's my point? The point is that life is all about perspective. Here's a great quote from James Deacon, and this is what he has to say about perspective. What you see depends not only on what you look at, but also where you look from. So who's right, Punxsutawney Phil or Buckeye Chuck? Or is it just a matter of perspective? So yesterday, on 2222, I got to attend my first regional coordinator and above call. If you guys don't know, there is a regional director and above call. It's the first Wednesday of every month. And with the addition of the new position, regional coordinator, they have included everyone reaching that level on the call. So it's now an RC and above call. And you want to be on that call. It's a special invitation only. And so if you're not an RC yet, I'm telling you, run. Get there. I bet many of you are so close anyway. Get there. You want to be on there by the first Monday of next month. Oh, my gosh. I was way too excited to be on that call yesterday. there were nearly 500 IBOs on that call from ACN. And, I mean, do you understand the lineup here? It included ACN President Greg Provenzano, Vice President of International Sales Mike Cave, co-founder Tony Kupis, and many, many 2022 ACN influencers, SVPs, RVPs, RDs, and now RCs. So here's what I got from that call. ACN President Greg Provenzano spoke to us for the last few minutes personally, and he spoke on accountability. Thank you, universe, for that message. But he said to do the little things that you need to do to be successful. You'd be a business builder every single day. You put customer points on your scoreboard, meaning acquire customers, and to have accountability. I love this. This is what he said about accountability. The more often you have accountability to inspect what they expect, the more successful you're going to be. I'm going to say that again because I paused. To have more accountability to inspect what they expect, you'll have more success. And my mentor, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, reminded me that an accountability group isn't just for victory. It's for support. I now have three accountability groups, and it makes all the difference. Get yourself some accountability partners because they'll help you see things from a different perspective. So in closing, let's accept the blessing of the numbers 2222, signifying balance, peace, and serenity. Let's have a new look at perspective today and moving forward, because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. May God use you to inspire others, and may God bless you on your journey. Have a great day. Bye-bye.